Okay, so here we are on Hythe Beach, looking out at a little fishing boat, trying to get into shore, and the sound of the sea splashing against the pebble beach. In the distance you might hear the firing range firing as well, against the Martello Towers. He's just turning around. Turning around on a loop, just kind of go as fast as he can. The little blue tug is facing the shore now. And he's coming right at us. Here he comes, running up the end of it. And he's aground. Puff of smoke. And a fisherman's jumping overboard now. He's got a big hook, and he's just hooking it onto the front of the prow. And his mate's going to start the winch. I think so, yeah. I think he's probably going to do that. Might be. Okay, the rope's gone wire, rather. It's gone really tight, taut, and the boat's been pulled for sure. And the fisherman's just getting ready with some planks and things to ease the boat as it goes up. A few crates in the back, can't see what's in there, but I've got something. Okay, now we're just at the top of the beach, and you might be able to hear the little of the motor in the distance. So the boat is rowing slowly, maybe about a foot a second, making its way up the beach. Just to our right, is a tin corrugated lifeboat station which is closed down but it's recently been listed. Just behind it is the brick lifeboat house, much smaller but equally charming, mid-Victorian. And you can just make out on the roof, the arches of the tin shack, some writing. I can't quite make out the letters. There's N, something else. Anyway, there it is, sort of a dark green grey tinge lifeboat station with blue sky behind it. All around there are sea gulls as well. Really like sort of moving the stones and Stonehenge. They're putting a bit of wood at the front, and then the backs will get spat out, and they carry that, put it at the front, and all the way up.